God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. By now, you should have already received your ebook titled Seven Deadly Mistakes, and we'll keep you up to date because we will be doing a special 4-week course on that, and we'll keep you up to date on that. The enemy will try to attack you in several areas, and you must use wisdom in all that you do. For the Lord says, you are such a strong leader, but God says, don't allow leadership to and that gift and that talent to cause you to become a bully to others, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says, use the gift that he's put inside of you to begin to build the lives of other people. For the Lord says there's much in you, and so you must guard your ego. For the Lord says the enemy would try to cause you to move into the area of bossiness, and that can become a form of an attack. He will try to cause you to move into repression, dependence, laziness, or weakness, or fearfulness. See, these are the attacks that the enemy wants to try to use, but the Lord says, do not allow that thing to be, and yet you must learn to use wisdom in all that you do. For the Spirit of the Lord says, no, yes, I've called you to be a risk taker. Yes, I've called you to be one that is very, very determined. Yes, I've given you much courage. Yes, I've given you great leadership qualities. And yet God says you must use wisdom in all that you do, because the negative aspect is where the enemy could try to cause you to become a little bit egotistic. He can cause you to become a little bit stubborn. Out of this, you can get irritated easily and give into tantrums. So this must be protected and guarded over, where you don't become frustrated and take advantage of other people. And yet God says you must strive to achieve unity in all that you do, and don't allow stubborn, which is the root of the feeling of fear. And yet God says the enemy could try to cause you to be very sensitive with a lot of emotional ups and downs. And again, God says this is not of him. And you must use wisdom in all that you do, because again, this is another form of attack of the enemy. And you must learn to assert yourself. And yet you're highly competitive. And yet this can make you extremely jealous because of that. Just know that that is not the thing that the Lord has ordained for thee, nor has he set for thee. And yet God says, do not succumb to anger and frustration when things don't seem to go the way that you want them to go. But just know that Father God is in control, and that God is guiding and leading your path, for he is ordering your steps. Prepare your heart and your mind to begin to hear what thus saith the Lord concerning you from the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Glenda. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's entrepreneurship all around you. God says business, business, business. And I'm hearing God say to you to make sure that you have your business cards and your website up. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Glenda. I just heard the word expansion. Whatever what you're dealing with right now, or the type of business that you're starting, or you have started in the past year or two, God said expansion. There's going to be growth there. There's going to be so much growth there that you're going to have to hire people. But God says you can't just hire anybody. He's going to show you the ones to hire and the ones not for you to hire. God says to follow his lead, and all shall be well. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Glenda. I just hear God saying that he's bestowing so many blessings upon you. God says this is a season and a time that you're just going to go forth, and you're going to be showered with the blessings of the Lord. You will cast off worry. You will cast off doubt, and you will just begin to bloom and prosper. God said this is the season that he is putting forth his blessings upon you, and he's bestowed it upon your name. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Glenda. I hear Father God saying this is the season where he's thrusting you forward. For Father God says you're going to be heard through your writings, and you're going to be heard through your poetry. Father God says write it down and make it plain. And Father God says get the billboard up. I hear Father God saying post the vision board. For Father God says what you see is what you're going to walk, and what you see is what you're going to receive. What you see is what you're going to produce. So I hear Father God saying let go and let God concerning family matters, and I hear Father God saying, just guard your ears in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
Thank you, woman of God, prophetess. Thank you, prophetess, I believe you are. Glenda, thank you, woman of God. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare yourself, because you're going to see some things happening quickly for thee. Trust me. Do not be in a rush. Be not impatient. For hurrying and impatience can cause you to miss out on some things. For the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to come into a season where you're going to reach for the new. And whatever seemed to have been a challenge, whatever seemed to have been complex, you're going to find that it's going to be easy. For this is a season. The Lord says, I bring you into a season of elevation. I bring you into a season of expansion. I bring you into a time of recognition. I bring you into a time of honor. I bring you into a time of promotion. For there's a shifting and there is a moving that is happening for thee. For this is a time of power. This is a time of authority. And I will bring increase. For you're in a season of multiplication, saith the Lord of hosts. God bless you, woman of God.